This is a WAMC Sports Report. I'm Elizabeth Hill. In the midst of the men's NCAA tournament, 11th-seeded Syracuse finds themselves in the Sweet 16 following a 55-53 victory over number 3, Michigan State. Meanwhile, number 7, Texas A&M, defeated second-seeded North Carolina 86-65. Number 16 UMBC ran out of miracles in a 50-43 loss to 9th-seeded Kansas State, 2 days after the Retrievers beat Virginia 74-54 to become the first number 16 seed to beat a number 1 team in men's tournament history. Number 9 Florida State's 75-70 comeback over Xavier leaves the tournament without a pair of number 1 seeds and the defending champions. In the women's NCAA tournament Saturday, top-seeded UConn crushed number 16 St. Francis 140-52, and 9th-seeded Quinnipiac beat number 8 Miami 86-72. The two teams will face off tonight. Also on the court Saturday, 11th-seeded Buffalo topped number 6 South Florida 102-79. Buffalo will go against number 3 Florida State tonight. Elsewhere on the court, the Pelicans defeated the Celtics 108-89. On the ice last night, the Flyers earned a 6-3 win over the Capitals, the Ducks passed the Devils 4-2, and Carolina defeated the Islanders 4-3. The Mets left-hander Jason Vargas is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks after fracturing a bone in his right hand. And the New York Jets have signed former Minnesota quarterback Teddy Bridgewater to a 1-year contract. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.